99 and a half WLOL. Morning, 10 minutes after 8 o'clock, right on time. Wow, this is going to work out perfectly. Let me remind you again that if you're not ready to play this game, if you don't have the super sticker on your car, get yourself to a Tom Thumb location, of which there's about a million of in the Twin Cities.
We have only just begun.
That's right. The winning continues. Also, to increase your chances of winning, pre-register every time you go into a Tom Thumb store. Okay, and you know what else? We got lots of trips to all kinds of places to give away. Besides these trips for airfare to anywhere in the continental U.S. that Continental's going, there are also trips like old Hong Kong, South Pacific, places like Hawaii and Australia and New Zealand, and trips with the hotel accommodations, and trips with cash, and then trips like this. Round trip airfare for anywhere in the continental U.S. that Continental's going to. Here's the number. LXK770. Okie dokie?
Let me write that down.
Yeah.
LXK770?
Right.
Okay.
15 minutes from now to call back at 343-0619 and claim your prize. People sure are picking the Sun Cities. Already Phoenix, Florida, 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 Los Angeles, again this morning, Fort Lauderdale in Florida. Plus more chances to win coming up. LXK770. You may already be a wiener. Winner. Sorry.
Gotta take a little time, a little time to think things over.
Okay, good. 99 and a half WLOL. Bergie, quite a bit of excitement over my exciting recipe.
Is there?
Yeah, for tater tot hot dish. It's not my recipe. It's a common, you know, I don't have any original. You know, it's like Joe's special with cheese.
What's that?
I told you about that one.
Repeat it.
That's the one where you brown the ground beef, and then you throw a block of chopped spinach on top of it, and when that gets all soft and you know, mixed up, then you throw cheese on top of that. And
cheese?
Cheese.
What kind?
Monterey Jack would work good.
Yeah?
Then you let that all melt, then you put it on top of a toasted English muffin. The neat thing is, it's a way to trick kids into eating chopped spinach. Because it's very good for them.
Oh,
you know
God.
What? You know
where
what?
Where do you get that stuff?
Out of the newspaper. But you know what you do? See, you throw a little oregano on it to make it more desirable. Because kids they're not crazy about spinach, and a lot of them can identify it. I used to do that on everything. Throw a little oregano on it. Makes it more desirable. I used to go out with the girl in high school, I remember, that I'd throw a little...
The world is what you share. It's what you think. It's how you care.
This week on the 10 p.m. Report, we'll give you some startling news about lead poisoning. According to new research, there are only two kinds of people in America. Those who have lead poisoning and those who have it worse. It can reduce our children's IQs and increase our own risk of heart attacks and strokes. Today, lead isn't just found in paint chips. It's in the air and on the ground. And 95% of the problem comes from burning regular gas instead of unleaded. If you're breathing Minnesota's air, watch Channel 4's report on lead contamination. Tonight on the 10 p.m. Report.
You know we're thinking of you.
This is Pat Miles. See you tonight on the 10 p.m. Report.
Yes, sir. Oh, hang on just a second here. Oh, in just 1 minute, more side-splitting humor. No, let's make it 2 minutes, okay?
Okay.
More side-splitting humor and mirth and merriment from Bob Berglund. And so anyway, I says to the guy, I says, all right?
All right.
Skiers, downhill and cross-country, there is big news for you this season about a new ski area in Minnesota called Giant's Ridge. Ralph Thornton, ski writer for the Minneapolis Star Tribune, says Giant's Ridge is a project some consider the most significant ski development in the nation this year. Giant's Ridge, the Wabik, with 450-foot vertical drop, 9 dynamite downhill runs, and 40 kilometers of brand-new cross-country trails. Night skiing skiing and full snowmaking and a brand new Giant Chalet with dining, cocktails, and entertainment. How good is Giant's Ridge? Well, the U.S. Ski Association has selected Giant's Ridge as the Nordic training site for U.S. Olympic hopefuls. Call 1-800-262-SNOW, 1-800-262-SNOW, and learn about special packages, lodging, and more. Giant's Ridge at Pawabic, 1 hour north of Duluth in Iron Range Country.
The $50,000 Pepsi Challenge Cup Cross Country Race is March 9th. Right box 409, Bawabic, Minnesota, 55708 for entry forms.
What's going on?
At Budget Power? Sure, yeah. I do. It's bargain days.
Bargain days.
You know, that's incredible.
What?
Because Budget Power has always been the place to go for a bargain. Now what they've done is taken their bargains and made them even better bargains during bargain days.
Yep.
How about a faucet?
How about a faucet? A Moen faucet.
Okay, have you got water going every which way because your washers are all washed up and your filters and your this and the that's and your other things just aren't doing it right anymore? Why not replace the whole works when you can do it for $38.88 with like a Moen Chateau single-handle lav faucet?
You can even get it in antique brass for $56.95.
Yeah, I said $38.88, didn't I?
Yes.
Okay, good. How about the single-control chrome tub and shower faucet? See, a one-deal works all, $41.95.
That, too, available in antique brass for $72.95.
That's just some of the stuff at your nearby Budget Power store. All the stores have all the stuff plus... They can get you in, you know, they can say, here's how you hook it up. They'll take it out of the box and show you if you want them to.
Sure they will.
That's the kind of people they are. Knowledgeable, friendly, and they never holler. They don't.
No.
No.
Unless they...
Budget Power.
And all the Kohler products are on sale, too. 10 to 28%. Everything from toilets to the Whirlpool.
During bargain days.
You got it.
Budget Power.
And now, Bob... to you for the... So anyway, I says to the guy, I says
this young guy just proposed marriage to his lady, and she'd turn him down. And he was just devastated, and he said, "Dearest, you know I can't swim. If you don't marry me immediately, I'll run to the river, dive in, and drown myself." She said, "Well, you dummy, this is January. The river's frozen." He says, "Okay, then I'll wait."
Well, I can't admit, well, you might want to rethink it. It's a good thing she didn't offer to give him a ride. Don't run to the river and throw yourself in. I'll drive you. Hit radio. Here's a quarter. Take the bus. WLOL. Good morning.
Can I ever?
Charge. Okay. I haven't forgotten or lost it.
Lost what?
My touch with the bugle. Actually, I haven't lost the bugle. Do you realize how careful you got to be when you play something like this as poorly as I do?
Why?
Well, because everybody wants to get it and fold it up into a little, you know, pocket-sized deal and hammer it flat. So you got to be very protective of musical instruments. I'll never forget what the music teacher at junior high said to me, even though it was many, many years ago. As long as I live, I'll always remember what he said.
What did he say?
He said, always... No, wait, he said, never... I don't remember. But something about taking care of... Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a Steve Martin line, I think. That, you know...
I'll never
always forget. No, never. I'm not going to take credit for that. That, you know,
I ever tell you the story about I think I must have dramatic in between periods talk by a hockey coach.
Oh yeah, that you had.
I won't mention his name, but he used to coach at Thief River Falls.
I think I might have heard this. Go ahead.
And I think the team was down by a goal or something like that, important, probably a tournament game. And the coach is in the locker room giving this dramatic speech and finishes it off with, "And just remember, a chain is only as weak as its..." And couldn't remember the rest.
You know, that reminds me, 4 years ago, no, wait, yesterday, That's another, that's, I think Steve Wright used that bit the first time I saw him do it. It's 8:32. Enough frivolity between us here. It's news time. Hit it, Bob.
NASA officials at Cape Canaveral will wrap up a practice countdown for the Space Shuttle Discovery today. The test will close with a computer-simulated ignition of the shuttle's three main engines. Discovery will blast off for real on January 23rd. Duluth police are trying to find the reason for a weekend shooting. The former police lieutenant, Nick Radulovich, shot his friend, Duluth personnel director Ray Rizzi, on Saturday night, then went home and killed himself. Officials say there is no known motive. Another tragic story of murder and suicide from Grand Rapids, Michigan. A man with a shotgun apparently went to the home of his estranged wife. He killed her, the woman's six-month-old son, and two other adults. One is a woman, the other is described as the wife's boyfriend. After killing the four, police say the man killed himself. Police learned of yesterday's slaughter when the woman's seven-year-old girl, who had been playing outside, went to a neighbor and told her, "My mommy's dead." Doctors operated on Britain's Princess Margaret yesterday to remove a small area of her left lung that proved to be non-cancerous. A family spokesman said the princess, Queen Elizabeth's sister, is in satisfactory condition and expected to go home from a London hospital within a week. Researchers at Penn State say they'll soon be able to predict which five-year-old kids are likely to become drug addicts or alcoholics. Based on a 29-year study of babies born in 1956, they say young children who are withdrawn or irritable turn out to use more drugs, alcohol, and tobacco as adults. The researchers say parents can also drive their kids to drugs and drink. Intolerant mothers and parents who are inconsistent about enforcing discipline are more likely to raise drug abusers. A bid by the U.S. Chess Federation to bring Bobby Fischer out of retirement to play in the recent Chess Olympics in Greece was a non-starter. The former champ wanted $1,000 just to open the letter. They turned him down. Here is your chance to buy a piece of the career.
Wait a minute. They sent him a letter, and he wouldn't open it unless they gave him $1,000?
Yeah.
Criminantlies. Gee whiz.
I don't understand.
I don't know.
Here is your chance to buy a piece of the career of an established pop music star. A Denver brokerage firm is making available 1.4 million shares at $5 a share in the Donny Osmond Corporation.
Great.
According to the prospectus, the company's first planned venture is to acquire distribution rights to past episodes of the Donnie Marie Show and the Osmond Family Show, and then offer them to local TV stations. Line forms here.
How much are they coming? What is the...
1.4 million shares at $5 a share in the Donnie Osmond Corporation.
I don't know.
Imagine showing your portfolio to somebody.
Yeah, see, I've got a lot of IBM, some AT&T, and look, I got Donnie and Marie, too. Oh, really? What happened?
You never really know just where you'll be. You never really know just who you'll see. But when that Nexus look is coming through, you can make sure they'll be watching you. Cause Nexus
Your hair is as individual as your personality. That's why Nexus offers a special shampoo for every type of hair, whether it's dry, brittle, thin, or oily. Get the Nexus shampoo that's just right for you at The Chair, 101 East 5th Street in St. Paul, O'Hare, 494 and Penn in Bloomington, or Antoine's Hair Design in Lincoln Square and White Bear Lake.
Nexus gets you noticed, that clean and shiny hair. Nexus gets you noticed, that skin neon compared. Nexus gets you noticed.
We weren't poking fun at Donnie and Marie. Somebody called and just thought we were making fun of Donnie and Marie Osmond, which is not at all true. Just the idea of buying, you know, Donnie stock.
Yeah.
Because it probably would come out called DAM, you know, for Donnie and Marie.
Oh, look at that. I got 100 shares of DAM.
You know? And then the next thing you know, see, people know when you buy these things. The next thing you know, they'll try to sell you stock in an oil well in Bruton, Minnesota.
Come on, let's help each other.
Yeah, come on.
Can I make fun of them?
No, don't. Oh, okay. No, it just gets people ticked off. Back to you, Bob.
Super Bowl 19 on the 20th will feature the San Francisco 49ers and the Miami Dolphins. In the NHL last night, Edmonton beat Winnipeg 7-2. The Rangers beat New Jersey 5-4 in overtime. And St. Louis beat the Blackhawks 3-2 to move to within 1 point of first place Chicago. Iowa tied with Michigan State for first place in Big Ten men's basketball. And the Gophers host Iowa here this Saturday afternoon. Do you happen to see the new Gallup poll came out over the weekend? Shows swimming is still the recreational activity that is the most popular.
Oh, really?
In America.
How about that? I guess it all depends on your definition of recreational activities. Because I think if they counted lying on the couch, watching TV, I think that would by far and away pass swimming.
Yeah. If I think you have to be doing something if you were, maybe if you were lying on the couch with roller skates.
Or lying on the couch balancing a bowl of chips and dip on your stomach.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe that.
That could be aerobics.
Yeah, aerobic resting.
That's pretty high up there.
You play real vigorous music in the background and don't move. What are you doing? It's aerobic resting. My idea of Nautilus is spelled N-O-T. Not. Forget it. So, oh, I'm sorry. Did you do the weather yet?
I don't think so.
Would you please?
Paul Douglas says variably cloudy with a high of 32. Late afternoon, early evening flurries a possibility. In the Twin Cities at 8:38, cloudy and 29.
I think I have the 1984 land relaxation record.
Think so?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I do. Twin Cities music. And now for his fourth day of not lifting a finger. Hit Radio, WLOL. Morning!
Many times I tried to tell you. Many times I cried alone. The words are for better.
99 and a half, WLOL. Charge. Boy, I like this station. Get me up with the music. Good morning. Hi there, WLOL. Mrs. Millard America should be along in a couple of minutes with another household hint for happy homemakers. And as you recall,
about small business.
Yes, how to start your own business. I think is what she's going.
I can hardly wait.
Yeah.
There's no place in the world like Hawaii with Twin City Tour.
A sunny holiday is yours.
Head for paradise on a Twin City Tours Jumbo 747 with free in-flight movies and lots of goodies. Endless miles of warm, sandy beaches, pulsating nightlife, and world-class shopping. Escape to Maui or Waikiki. Discover the tropical paradise of Hawaii with Twin City Tours, and you'll discover the hottest deal in town. Weekly Saturday round-trip departures on Jumbo 747s from only $4.99. Complete air hotel packages from only $5.99. Call your travel agent now and escape to Hawaii.
A sunny holiday is yours with Twin City Tours.
For the hottest deal in town, call your travel agent and ask for Twin City Tours to Hawaii.
Getting arrested for drunk driving is not a pleasant experience. It can be like your worst nightmare. If you're charged with a DWI, you need expert legal advice. Dial lawyers. With the new DWI law, the consequences are too serious not to see a lawyer. Dial lawyers are experts. They've handled hundreds of DWI cases.
For quality legal services, dial lawyers.
Dial lawyers.
Professional, personal, affordable.
Yes, we're, oh, here we go. Just like, wait. Okay, there's her music. And hi.
Well, good morning. This is Mrs. Millard America with another helpful household hint. Happy homemakers starting their own businesses.
Well, good.
Oh,
yeah,
good.
Today, I kind of got this broken up into sessions.
Oh, I see.
I don't know if I'm going to do them all this week. I might kind of scatter them here and there.
So that, you know what, though? That's a good idea. That's one of those clever radio tricks for getting people to tune in again.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll have one hand someday and run clever radio tricks, too.
Yes.
Give you guys some hints for a change.
Okay.
Here's session number one.
All right.
Aiming your business. Now, after you've decided what you want to do for your new business, the first thing you have to do is concern yourself with coming up with a name.
Something like a catchy name, I would imagine.
That's right. So you can have stationery and business cards and invoices and stuff printed.
Right, yeah.
Well, I've got a list of names that you want to steer clear of. If you're going to start a candy store, you don't want to call it Chock Full of Bugs. And daycare center, stay away from wrestlers' names, like Sergeant Slaughter's Daycare Center.
Yeah.
And I had a friend who started up a combination bait and donut shop, and that didn't work too good. She called it Worms and Sinkers.
Worms and Sinkers.
You want to stay clear of combination stuff unless you really think it through.
Okay.
You're going to be basement waterproofing?
Yeah.
Stay away from anything that sounds like Bill Lone.
Oh, yeah.
Want to do that in driving schools? Stay away from Crash Course School of Driving.
Okay.
And you don't want to call a beauty salon the Lopper Chopper.
No, you don't.
Like
no.
Cindy Lopper?
Yeah, people won't come in then.
That's right. Used cars? You don't want to call it Lemon's Used Car Lot. Home of the 20-mile warranty?
No, you want to be careful.
It won't bring you very much business. Or a restaurant, you don't want to call it Auntie Sal Manila's Restaurant.
No, huh? The only problem there is if your name happens to be Sally Manila.
Well, then you might want to just change your name.
Yeah, good plan.
Drugstore, you don't want to call it Painter's Drugs. And drain, you know, like tainted drugs?
Yeah, I got that.
Drain cleaning service? I don't know, I think this one's kind of cute. Sewer Sucker. We'll plug them, we'll plunge them. You might want to use that one. It's better than Roto-Rooter.
Yeah, Sewer Sucker.
Well, coming up someday, I don't know if it'll be Wednesday, but I'll have creative financing of your new business.
Oh.
How to get longer credit terms from your creditors.
Okay.
Little tricks you can use.
So we're taking this step by step. First, name your business.
Name your business.
Right.
And then we'll get into the nitty-gritty later.
You mean about what business you should be doing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's up to you to figure out what you want to do.
Oh, okay.
I can't help you with that. I don't know what everybody's talents are, you know.
Yeah, you want
to... I'm available for consultation, though.
Yeah, you could handle letters if...
Sorry, for dinner.
What's he doing?
Oh, he's picking in the dinner food I'm cooking.
Oh, well, listen, I'll let you...
I don't know why he wants to eat that raw dough anyway.
Well, I'll talk to you some more later on.
Maybe I'll throw in a cleaning hint on Wednesday.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
We'll talk to you then.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's been Mrs. Millard America with another helpful household hint for happy home hunting. Get me up with the music. Here's Earth, Wind, and Fire, formerly Liver and Onions. But they changed the name because nobody was showing up for it.